How's Revis's health?
He's ready to roll. So he's 100%.
That bye did wonders for him, I take it?
Yeah, I think that and the fact, we played the whole game against Minnesota and followed it up in a short week and played the whole game against Denver. I think it broke up some scar tissue and everything. I think he's, it's important for him to get through that game. He did. He feels good from a confidence standpoint. He feels really good, and he's moving around like it's never bothered him.
So what were some of your other points of emphasis over the bye, Rex?
Well, I think what you do is normally what we did was, really evaluated ourselves. We approach it like our defense is playing our offense and vice versa. And I like to use the term like it's sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees. You're sitting there, you don't realize that here's a tendency and all this kind of stuff. So, you really look at yourself that way, what you're doing well, what you need to improve in and things like that. So, the main focus was really about us improving as a team and not necessarily specific opponents.
Rex, talk about the resurgence of LT and him coming over. Are you guys a little surprised at how well he has been?
Well, he's been, absolutely tremendous. We thought he was going to be great and outstanding when we picked him up. Obviously, we wouldn't have picked him up. We wouldn't have let Thomas Jones go if we didn't really believe in LT. But he's even been better than we thought. His leadership that he has, sometimes when you're a new player and you come into a new team, you really, you kind of let the other guys lead and things like that. But he has been an outstanding leader for our football team. His commitment has been, and his determination and everything else has been an inspiration to a lot of guys. We're one of the only teams that had 100% participation in our off-season program, he was a leader in that. And so it doesn't surprise me he's having the success he's had. I think what's going to be surprising is the way he's going to be able to sustain that success throughout the season, because I think he's just going to get better.
Hey, Coach, I'm sorry, there's a lot of different defensive philosophies between playing conservative and blitzing, and you seem to go more toward the blitzing part. But I guess where does that come from, and why do you like that than, say, just sitting back and playing coverage all day?
Well, I think, that way you can die a slow death. I'd just soon get out there and try to force the issue. I think that's the main thing that we do, on defense. We feel strong about the guys that we have in the back end covering people. You guys are going to see the guy I'm talking about with Darrell Revis. I know, when I said that he deserved the Defense Player of the Year last year, I know Charles Woodson had an unbelievable year and all that kind of stuff. I think he's outstanding. But you're going to see the man cover skills of Darrell Revis that I was talking about last year, and that's going to be be up close. You'll see that. I think that's part of the reason we play the type of scheme we do, that we're able to put him on an island over there, regardless of who he's going against. And I think that's one of the reasons we're as aggressive as we are.
I'm guessing you're not a guy who regrets saying anything, but knowing that you had to face Woodson, do you have any second thoughts about what you said?
No, I know he's a great player. My brother coached Charles when he was at the Raiders and absolutely loved him. And he's a great player. I don't say he's not a great player, but the year that Darrell Revis had has never been done in the history of the league. And I think that was, a once in a lifetime year. For any corner. And I think that was where, we did have the number one defense in football. We did give up only eight passing touchdowns last year. I think that was an incredible thing, and it's just such a tribute to him. And anybody that watched us play knows the type of thing that we did with him. We totally rolled coverage away from him. We put him in a tough situation every single down, and the kid just responded. And that's the thing. That's where he's at right now. So, you're going to get to see Darrell Revis at his best. He hasn't played that way this year. And like I say, it's a once-in-a-lifetime performance, and I thought the young man deserved the award, And I'm not saying, you know, Charles had an unbelievable year. You look at him statistically, it was a phenomenal year. Absolutely was. But I know one thing, as much as I respect Charles Woodson, I just thought the year that Darrell Revis had, I'd never seen anything like it. I've only been around football all my life, and I've never seen anybody have that kind of year.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Mark Sanchez, where you think he is right now as a quarterback now that he has a little bit more experience under his belt?
I just think he's, you know, he really progressed in the offseason, you know, to where he really took his game to a different level. The way he studied, the way he prepared, the kind of leadership he's shown has really been impressive. And, again, he was in every single meeting. He was rehabbing from an injury, you know, from surgery that he had. But after that, he would be in every single meeting. He would study tape on his own. He'd bring receivers in on his own, you know, and that was, you know, that's who he is. This guy loves to play. And I know, you know, is he a, he's a handsome kid. Does he have, you know, off the field, you know, is he a celebrity off field, all that kind of stuff? Yeah, he is, but he's a football player, and that's what he's shown his teammates. I think his teammates have a great deal of respect for Mark, and you just see that maturation has really been impressive.
You've kind of developed an offensive low-risk, high-reward with him?
Well, I think we're going to see a little more risk out there. I think he's, you know, we can be more balanced, obviously, than we were last year. Where we really just, you know, had a ground and pound mentality, and we still have that mentality. You know, we want to be a team, though, that can run it when we want to run it and be able to throw it when we want to throw it. So I think that's the kind of team we have now. We have a lot of weapons at receiver, you know, very similar to Green Bay's attack. When you look at the kind of receivers that Green Bay has, we have that same quality here. When you have a Braylon Edwards, a Jericho Cotchery, and Santonio Holmes, that's three pretty darn good receivers, and you also have a great tight end in Dustin Keller. And, you know, it's unfortunate Green Bay lost their tight end because I thought that young man is a superstar. Now, I'm glad he's not playing against us, but I wish he was playing against everybody else. I had a great deal of respect for him. But, you know, the very, very similar. Both teams are very hard to defend, and, you know, that's why I think we can throw the ball as well as run it.
Aaron Rodgers has been pretty good against the blitz over the last couple of years. Does that affect what you do, or are you just going to do what you do and just hope it's better than what he does?
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll see how effective he is against us, you know, with the way we blitz and all that kind of stuff. I think sometimes we give the illusion of blitz and it's actually coverage and all that kind of stuff. So it's not as simple, I think, as you know, maybe it is against other people. I think we're a tougher team to dial up against. You know, you may think you see something, but maybe it's not actually there. So, you know, it'll be a great chess match. I certainly have a great deal of respect for Aaron Rodgers. The thing that impresses me the most about him is his ability on the run. He can beat you with his feet, and he keeps plays alive. And I don't know if he may be the most accurate quarterback in this league on the run. And he can throw going to his right, he can throw going to his left. So those are things that have really been impressive to me about him.
Rex, here in the NFC, it appears things are very wide open, a number of teams that are competing. How do you assess things over in the AFC where it's pretty top-heavy and you guys are right in the middle of that picture?
Yeah, I put us right at the top of that picture. So I think it's, you know, we're right where we want to be. But there are some, you know, there's a lot of good football teams in this league. You know, Green Bay's one of them. The AFC, you know, certainly has a bunch of guys. You know, Pittsburgh, Tennessee's playing awful well. Indianapolis, Baltimore. You know, you can just go on and on. And, of course, New England and, you know, Miami. I mean, there's some great teams in this league, but we just think we're the best. So we're out to prove it each week.
Rex, I get back to Revis and Woodson real quick. I know your guys had the hamstring and Charles has been, you know, a little banged up, but neither has been as good as they were last year. Is it just hard at that position to have those kinds of years over and over?
Well, I think you got to be healthy, number one. You got to give yourself that, you know, if you're, you know, with Revis, he had that 35, he missed all of training camp, you know, with a holdout situation. So he's just now getting back to where, you know, where he was last year. And, you know, obviously Charles is a playmaker. He's not as good of a man cover guy as Darrell. And, you know, that's not saying anything, but that's just the facts. There's only one Darrell Revis in this league. But Charles does so many things. You know, he's a great blitzer. I think he's the best I've ever seen at forcing fumbles. You know, so, I mean, he's a playmaker waiting to happen. You know, he's a big play waiting to happen. So, you know, both of them have their pluses and things. But, again, I think, you know, we'll see how they do the rest of the year. But, you know, both those guys are great football players.
Anything else, guys?
Coach, just a question about you guys became obviously even more famous with HBO and the Hard Knocks experience. Looking back on that, what's your reaction to it? Are you glad you did it? Would you ever do it again? Any thoughts on that whole experience?
Well, I think it was, you know, was it distracting? Was it all that kind of stuff? It really wasn't that bad. You know, we wanted our guys to be ourselves, and, you know, obviously, you set yourself up for some criticism, all that. I knew I was just going to be myself, and you know, some people were offended, and I apologize for that. But you know what? What I'm not going to apologize for is being myself, because I'm coaching my football team. Nobody else is coaching it. This is the way we do things here, and I'm proud of the way we do things here. We got a lot of great people in our organization, so we wanted to show that off. We wanted to show off the facilities that we have. We wanted to show off the things that we provide our players, you know, with the when, you know, you get masseuses here, the chiropractors, you got, you know, the best facilities in the league. We got a lot of great people. We like to have fun, but we also like, you know, we compete. Like I said, one thing I don't think Hard Knocks showed was the fact that we outwork every team in this league. And that's, like I said, when I talked about the we had 100% attendance in our off-season program. I don't know if any team had that or not. But, you know, we believe in what we do here, and we're not afraid to show it.
Green Bay's been faced with a lot of injuries lately. If you were in that situation, how would you deal with it, Coach?
Well, we've already faced it. You know, we lost our best defensive lineman in Chris Jenkins after four snaps this year. We lost Chris after five games last year. You know, we had Calvin Pace was injured for the first 4 weeks of the season. Darrell Revis had the hamstring. So, you know, we've had a lot of those issues ourselves. And really what you do is, in this league, you know, you just press on, and it's about the decal. It's about playing for the New York Jets, and if you can play for us, then you're good enough, you know, to play in this league. And we don't make excuses. What we tell our guys is that, you know, the bar set a certain height, but if you come into the game, you're expected to maintain that level of play or even raise it. So that's what we tell. We have no excuses. We don't make any excuses. And, you know, Green Bay's going through a tough stretch. They got some guys out and things like that, but we certainly don't feel sorry for them.